I want to talk to you tonight about going from faith to fear, or from fear to faith. And it's interesting because many people say, well, you know what? Fear is void of faith. I don't think fear is void of faith at all. I think, what's faith? Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the assurance of something not seen. Faith is knowing that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. That's what Abram did and Sarah did. And the Bible says they didn't even bother at some point in time. And there was spiritual development in them. They didn't have it all together all the time. But they were growing. Look at your neighbor and say, you know what? You need to grow. Okay. And listen, and in order to grow, listen to me, somebody, you're going to be uncomfortable. Amen. Amen. Say amen 5 times. Amen, 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 amen. Uncomfortable. So don't, you know what? Don't get to the place where if it, you know what? And we have, sometimes thought wrongly. We have judged God's will, you know what? Based on, did that make me comfortable or not? Because God's a God of love and he wouldn't want me uncomfortable. I'm sorry, what Bible are you reading? Because, yes, God is a God of love. But the God of love is going to push you out of your comfort zone. It's called growth. Amen. How many came to change tonight? Amen. So, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the assurance of something not seen. Faith is believing, you know what, in God and what he says before you see it. Amen. Everybody say, before you see it. Everybody say, before you see it. Before you see it. Everybody say, before you see it. Why do I ask you to say things? Here's why. 2 reasons. One, I want to train you to, you know what, to learn to flow. How many know church ought to flow together? And what we have done is we have, you know what, can you guys handle the truth tonight? Yeah. What we have done is we have come in and we have learned that it is okay to walk in rebellion. Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's not okay to walk in rebellion. The Bible says, how in the world are you supposed to love someone that you can't see when you can't even love somebody you can't see? Amen. How in the world are you supposed to be obedient to God when you can't even be obedient to your pastor? I'll give you another chance to say amen. How in the world can you be obedient to God when you can't even take direction, a simple direction from your pastor? I don't know who this is for. But I've learned to flow with the speaker that's speaking. That's one reason I'm trying to train you to get to the place where you just are quick to flow. That's an army that flows quickly and is an effective army in the body of Christ. Well, that's just not how I do. I never say what you tell me to say. I know. Listen to me. Maybe that's kids. Maybe that's a reason why you're having some trouble at home with your kids. Hello, somebody. Because here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that as you measure it out, that's how it's going to be measured back to you. Amen, somebody. And I just don't feel like talking tonight. Do whatever you want. Amen. I'm going to love you anyway, but I'm going to love you enough to tell you the truth. Amen. What was I saying? What was I saying? Yeah. Number one, for to train you. Number two, thank you, sir. Number two, and just by the way, just so you know what? I not only expect honor, I give honor. Amen. Tamara and I want to model for you what we're looking for. Amen. You come over to my house. You know what? If I'm listening to whoever I'm listening to, and they say that, guess what you're going to hear me do? Every time. Amen. Yeah, but that's a television, man. He can't hear you. I know, but things are spiritual. Amen. Come on. Can you say amen to this? Is somebody learning some stuff? Amen. Is somebody being challenged? Somebody being challenged? You never come in week after week and never say amen to anything? Never do you repeat what I said? I ain't going to say that five times. I ain't even going to say it once. Well, I'm just saying. You know what? You reap. Don't be deceived. You're going to reap what you sow. Amen. I'm asking you to do something simple. Amen. Why are you getting on us, man? First Wednesday? I'm just doing what the Holy Spirit's telling me to do. I'm just trying to be a blessing to you and trying to get you in 2018 to maybe get to a different place than you were. Amen. Coming in every week, never saying anything. You know what? You know, I say, lift up your hand. You know, I ain't going to lift up my hand. I'm going to leave my hands down. Oh, my goodness. Did you come to church or did you come to change? Amen. Amen. Can somebody say amen to this? Amen. Amen. And everybody, listen, everybody on the back, one, two, three rows, come on up here. Come on up here quickly, 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 quickly. Come on up here. Amen. 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 Everyone, everyone, everyone. Amen. How many ever heard me say to come up to the front rows? Yeah, but you're getting in my face. I'm just trying to be a blessing to you. I'm wondering why you're still sitting in the back rows. Hello, that's weird, man. This is simple. Amen. Why are you still sitting back there? The very last row or the second to the last row or the third. Stop it. Amen. I think I will. Obviously, I will. Hey, listen. You can go to another church where they're going to tickle your ears and tell you whatever you want to hear, let you sit wherever you want, not going to talk to you about, you know what, that ain't this church. Amen. That's not this church. Praise the Lord. So, hey, and do me a favor. Make sure that I don't have to do this next week. I'm just saying, should I have to do this again next week? Should I ever have to do this? The back seats are for the people who are not used to coming here. Amen. If you're here for the first time, listen. Love you. You can sit wherever you want. Wherever you want. I'm just glad you're here. Really, you can sit wherever you want. And here's the truth. And if you're not here for the first time, you can sit wherever you want. You can sit wherever you want to. He said, Pastor, what's sparking all this? I just sense that we need to push ourselves, you know what, in a new place. And I'm a sweet pastor. Look at your neighbor and say, man, he is a sweet pastor. Thank you for saying that. That is so kind. Very, very kind. So I have a tendency to just, you know what, let stuff like that go. But let me tell you what, when you come in after I've asked you week after week, month after month, now year after year, to sit up front, you know what? They're in my spirit. See, I become Paul says, do I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? See, at some point in time, you have to put your trust in me enough. In some point in time, I have to put my trust in God enough to just say whatever he tells me to say. Amen. How many came to change today? I'm asking. I'm just asking. Because we can come to church week after week after week after week and not allow that which is speaking to us to change us. So I'm just saying, I love y'all. I'm just saying next week, I want new people sitting in those back rows. I want y'all who used to come in here, sit up front. And I'm just saying, you know what? If I went exactly. Man, you know, I'll just spend some time in this. Tamron, driving home this week, she said, you know what? It's so awesome to have, Richard and Carol, boom, on the front row. Yes. Amen. I don't know how to explain it. You just feel, it's like, man, they're in my corner. They believe me. They're into this. Amen. Amen? I'm just asking, who do you think the most arrows are pointed to in this church? In this church, who do you think most of the arrows are pointed to? They're pointed at me. So encourage me. You know what? And the closer you're up front, the more it encourages me. I'm looking for next week that there will be absolutely no seats, you know what, that are empty in the front row, in the second row. Because we've got enough people that would happen. And what'll happen is when you learn to, because here's where we walk. We walk like we like our space, man. Don't get so close to me, man. Don't sit so close to me, man. You said, I don't like this. You know what? Why do you sit next to me? You know, you're sitting right next to me. But I'll teach you something. I'll teach you something. Because that has to do with getting you out of your comfort zone. We need to be together. You know why the Bible says that the body was so effective in the book of Acts? You know why the Bible says? Because they were so together. They were together in one accord, the Bible says. What does that mean? Well, let me tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean when they said what restaurant. Okay, here, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to count to three and quickly, and you say what restaurant you want me to take you to and I'll pay for it. Ready? One, two, three. Thank God they still, I heard Chili's and Steak and Stein. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said Chili's. Okay. Let me tell you what unity doesn't mean. It doesn't mean it doesn't mean that we're all in agreement. It all means that we agree to be in agreement. What are you talking about? Here's what I'm talking about. I'm saying, hey, we're going to go to, after church, we're all going to go to Chick-fil-A. Here's what that means. You know, I don't want to go to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. Chick, you're always saying Chick-fil-A. 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 Man. No, no. You might not want to go to Chick-fil-A, but you are preconceived to, you know what? It's no big deal to go to Chick-fil-A. Do you understand? See, there's things that are important, and there's things that are not important. Can you say amen? Like where you sit. Like where you sit. Not important. Not important. But unity, here's what the Bible says. Where unity, when that happens, that unity happens, God loves it. And here's what's going to happen. The anointing flows and everyone gets anointed by God. This is critically important. This is critically important. So, do y'all receive that today? Amen. I'm asking, y'all receive that? Because there's something inside you have to, there's something inside you. Well, you have to recognize where that's coming from. What is the source of that? Because let me tell you where it's not the source. That's not the Holy Spirit. That is a spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit. It is not the Holy Spirit. That's rebellion that you have learned to flow in. And one of my points this Sunday is we've got to change. How many want, you know what, your setback to become a comeback? How many want your setback to become a comeback? Well, then listen to what I said, because you got to change. You got to pay attention. And one of the things I said Sunday, you got to pay attention to what you're doing. So, sit close. If I ask you to say something, say it. And be quick to say it. And be excited to say it. Amen. Amen. How many know, you know what, God not only is looking at it what you do, but how you do it. Yeah. Amen. How many parents like when your kids clean their room? Yeah. You're like, oh, my sweet little angel. How many like that? You know what? Yeah, their room's clean, but they do it with a bad attitude. You don't like that because you know God's the same way. I'm looking for us to flow and do it with a good attitude. Amen? No grumbling, complaining. You know what? Don't get on the internet. I said, don't get on the internet. I said, don't get on the internet. Oh, yada, bada, bada, bada. You know, I don't know why. I don't know why. Be careful. Internet people like disconnect. You know what I mean? I don't tell you what I think. Yada, yada, bada, bada, bada. I need to talk to a psychologist and find out what the psychology is in there, but I know it's true. There's a tendency to say what you mean on the internet. No. Keepeth your mouth shutteth. Amen. And what will happen is the Holy Spirit will start dealing with your attitude. Amen. And then you'll look better. Amen. You'll feel better. People say, "Wow, man, get around Joe and you get a cavity, man. He's so sweet, man. You just..." Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do they say that about you? Yeah, I hope they do. Amen. All right. So moving along. So to understand that faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the assurance of not, something not seen. Oh, it was, that's, wow, wow, we all got on that just by one word, before. Everybody say before.
Before.
Everybody say before.
Before.
See, you have to believe, you're believing before you see it. That's faith, and that's good. The Bible says, if you already see it, hope that what you've seen isn't hope. Why? Because you already see it. You're hoping for something that you can't see. And the Bible says hope does not disappoint. We have allowed ourselves to be taken away with this thought that situations are hopeless. Listen. All eyes right up here. I don't know who am I speaking to. Your situation is not hopeless. It's not hopeless. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
That's right.
Like how I said pit, like that made me mad. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Your situation is not hopeless. You serve a God of all hope. With God, all things are possible. But the Bible says, how are you going to receive that? Through faith and patience. You know what? Hey, it's not too late. It's not too late. So you keep on. You keep your faith out there. You keep on believing. You keep on trusting. You keep on speaking. I decree and declare stuff over my life all the time. Why would you do that? Because the Bible says the whole course of my life is run by what I say. Amen. All right. Are you ready for the teaching now? Okay. So Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 26. And I know we just celebrated the Christmas season, but I want to go over this because I think it's going to be helpful to somebody. Now, the sixth month, an angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Notice she's a virgin. Amen. Next verse. And having come in, an angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Wow, you're blessed. Now, how many know, this is my first point, you can write this down, God interruptions are often inconvenient. How many know God's interruptions are often inconvenient? Man, I mean, what am I, you know what, hey, I'm getting on you, telling you to sit in a different place that you came in. You know what I mean? Getting on the people who sat in the back, tell them, hey, you shouldn't do that all the time. Well, it's inconvenient, amen? I had something to say. You know what I mean? I got a game plan. But we've got to allow God to interrupt our game plan. And so, Mary, but please understand what's going to happen. See, we don't really understand what Mary was going to go through. But Mary, oh my goodness, she was in trouble. Because at best, they're going to throw her out of the synagogue. They're going to throw her out of church. Mary can't go to church no more. Listen. And very possibly, they're going to stone her. How many know when you tell people you're pregnant but you're a virgin? How many know a lot of people aren't believing that one? Right? Joseph didn't believe it until the angel came to him and spoke to him. All I'm saying is, guys, this is a huge, huge, huge inconvenient to what Mary had going on. Number one, God's interruptions are often inconvenient. Oh, that's why I wanted to talk about us being overwhelmed by the presence of God. Because I want to get to the place where that overwhelmingness that we experience. How many sometimes feel just overwhelmed in the presence of God as you worship here at Hope. I want that overwhelming feeling to be manifest some way in your life. What it needs to be is it needs to be He's overwhelmingly true. He's overwhelmingly good. God is overwhelmingly right. God is, I said it, but I'll say it on purpose twice. He's overwhelmingly good. And so when you understand that, then when he interrupts you, think of how unchristian even that term is. When he interrupts you, who are we talking about? What are we? He can't interrupt us. We are the clay. Look at your neighbor and say, you're clay. He's God. So he can't interrupt you. You're like, absolutely, yes, God. I'm here. Your servant is listening. Your servant is listening. I'm here. I'm your servant. Yes, I'm a son. I'm a child of God. Yes, I understand that. But I'm also obedient to do what you ask me to do. Amen? Second point, God's purpose is often different than your plan. God's purpose is often different than your plan. His purpose is different often than your plan. So look at Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 34. Chapter 1, starting with verse 34. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I don't know a man? She's not trying to be rebellion. She's just trying to figure out physiologically, what in the world, how is this going to happen? Are you seeing that? She just don't know what's going on. How can that happen? Next verse. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. You're going to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit, by God Himself. That's how it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, which is saying, hey, your cousin walked in the supernatural. How many know this is different supernatural? But how many know supernatural is supernatural? See, some people say, no, Pastor, you need to lay hands on, you need to lay our hands on people. Well, not if the Holy Spirit doesn't say lay your hands on people. There's not a, you know, God can use all kinds of different avenues, right? Are you hearing this? And this is now the sixth month for who is called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible. Oh, let's say that together. For with God, nothing is impossible. That's not the only place in the Bible where it says that, but y'all know this verse, right? How many knew it was in this? This is the response that it was said. Yeah, it makes it more powerful, does it not? Like, whoa. Okay. Because here's the thing. You know what? For with God, nothing's impossible. I'm just asking, where does God live? Where does God live? He lives in heaven. Yeah, that's right. Where else does he live? The Bible says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside you. Amen. See how ridiculous it is? Remember when I said that thinking it will never change, your situation hopeless, is a lie from the pit of hell? Of course it is. You got God living inside you. And with God, all things are possible. Amen. But, everybody say but. But we need to be willing vessels to be used by God. Amen. We need to say, no. That's what Mary was. Mary, you don't see Mary arguing. You know what? She did ask how it's going to happen. But after she's told, you know what? This is how it's going to happen. With God, all things are possible. She's like, all right, rock and roll. Here we go. I don't know if she said rock and roll, but that's just the same. Right? She was like, wow. She's not arguing. She's not like, no, man, you got to get somebody else. Are you crazy? See, well, let me move on. I'll catch this right here. Luke chapter 1, look at verse 34. Look at verse 34. Oh, no, look at verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the servant maiden of the Lord, let it be done according to your word. That's the same spirit that Paul said. Saul said, he was Saul then, but became the apostle Paul, who said, God, whatever your will is, you tell me what to do and I'm going to do it. Oh man, that is, you want to be used by God? Start to just be able to flow with a attitude of whatever God wants me to do, I'll do it. Amen. And can I be honest with you? I don't know why I'm belaboring this point, but I just need to be obedient to do what the Holy Spirit is saying. That mentality needs to come into the church. Amen. Well, you know what? I'm anointed, but I'm only anointed to teach adults. I'm only anointed to teach adults. God has given me a special teaching anointing. Praise God. Well, we need some help with the threes and fours. Amen. Do you think God could? I'm just asking. Go back to verse 37. Amen. Do you think? I'm setting you up. Do you think this applies to you? Amen. Come on. Yes. Could you go over to the threes and fours? Because we need help with the threes and fours. And could God take your teaching ability to adults and supernaturally help you to teach threes and fours? Amen. Amen. Yes. Could he? Well, you know what? I'm a pastor. I'm a teacher. I only am a teacher. And I can't make slushies. I cannot make slushies. Oh, okay. I'm just asking. Could God use, you know what? Could God help you to make slushies? Yeah. See, what is the issue? That's right. It's a willingness. It's a willingness. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. And he'll exalt you in due time. Amen. Amen. See, will you have a willingness to not only make slushies, but do it with a good attitude? Do it without a time frame. Pastor, I'm just on the slushy burnout. I've been new slushies for a whole 4 months. You know what? And I just... Hello? I'm just asking. Could you come and say, you know what? I'm here in 2016, in 2018, to serve. I'm gonna allow God to use me. You know what? I'm gonna allow. How many? See, here's the thing. I can show you throughout the Bible that God uses people to direct people. God uses people to direct people. I can show you in the Word of God where God puts people, everybody say people, over you. What kind of church is this? Nobody's over me but God. Nope. That's a spirit, and it's a wrong spirit. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who was obedient, even obedient to the cross, to the crucifixion on the cross. Amen. You know what Joel did today? You know where Joel was at 7 o'clock today? Right around here somewhere. You know where Anthony was at 7 o'clock in the morning today? He was right up there. See, here's my point. My point is, you know what? You know, I didn't get the interns together and in a huddle and say, hey guys, what time would you like to show up tomorrow? I didn't ask them. I told them, we're going to start tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so here's the deal. The reason I use Joel and Anthony as an example is because they're a great example, you know what, to you. Amen. See, let me tell you about eldership. Eldership isn't about age. Eldership is about maturity. Eldership is about, you know what, maturity. And what we need to do is we need to start to flow and say, God, no. It's not my purpose. It's not my will. What John the Baptist said. It's no. Less of me, more of you. Now, we know all the right things to say, but I'm telling you what, this stuff, it will challenge your flesh. It'll challenge your flesh. Well, Paul understood that. Paul said he beats his flesh. What's he doing? He's telling when Tamar was picking weeds out of the cracks in our parking lot. And it was the summer, and it was, you know what, in the summer, it can, you know, relatively, you know, be cool, but in a short period of time, start to get hot. And she was out there focusing and picking on the weeds, and all of a sudden, she felt overwhelmed with heat, you know what I mean? And how many know you can look around and go, man, where's the dudes, you know what I mean? Hello? Where's the help? Why isn't somebody helping me? You know what I mean? I don't have to take this. You know what I mean? I got, and you come up with all these, well, I got, you know, I got three kids, and I shouldn't be, you know what, and all this stuff. And she got up, and she got up with an attitude, was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I know nobody can relate. And the Holy Spirit said, told her something. How many of the Holy Spirit will be in your face sometimes? And he said this to her. He said, who asked you? See, we think this is a democracy here. You know what I mean? I'm not in favor of that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to say that. I don't want to give that. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to serve there. And God says, uh-uh. This is not, here's what God says. God says, okay. Does he not? Remember when Jesus starts talking hard to the disciples? And there's 12 apostles, but there's hundreds of disciples. Thousands of disciples. And he starts saying some hard things. And they start leaving him. Well, notice, when they start leaving him, Jesus isn't running any of them down going, man, wait, let's talk about this. Because I can make it, well, you know, maybe I was out of line there. You know what I mean? Maybe I was out of line. Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus doesn't run after any of them. But he does look at the apostles and say, hey, you guys want to go? You know what? Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? There's a door, Jackson. And then, of course, Peter says, where else would we go? You're the one. Very insightful. You're the one who has the words of truth. See, here's what I'm saying. You can do whatever you want to do. You can go, no, I don't, you know what? And how many know, how many know when God tells us what to do, we know what he's saying? How many know we know what he's saying? We know what he's telling us to give. We know what he's telling us to do. We know what he's telling us to serve. We know what he's telling us with our attitude. We know what he's telling us. You know, sometimes we act like, you know what, God ain't gonna, you know, like God doesn't know what's up. He knows what's up. I heard this just the other day. He said, this preacher said, you are the easiest one, one of the easiest ones to deceive is a person looking in the mirror. And you're like, no. I would help with the twos and threes. I just, people do this with work all the time. No, Pastor, I would, but I have to work. I have to work. You know what I say? Start believing for favor. Amen. Start believing for Thursday and Sunday off. Start believing for favor. Amen. You know what? You've got to be determined. You're going to serve the Lord. Amen. You're going to do what God says to do. Period. You know, there's things that that my family, you know what, hasn't always agreed on as God's telling me what to do. And I try to be kind, right? Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor's nice. Okay. I try to be kind, but listen, if kind means I'm gonna be obedient to God, if that's how you're gonna define it, then guess what? It ain't gonna happen. See, God's the one that we need to pay attention to do what he says to do. And listen, the same family members, I don't know who this is for. I believe this is for many of you. But the same family members that you're trying to please, you're not leading. You need to lead them. You need to act, you know what, like, hey, listen, I've made a difference. I'm here. This deep. I'm a Christian. I do what God says. You know what? And if you know what, if you don't like it, you know what? You want me to eat Cocoa Pebbles? You know what? It's just an example. And God is telling me to eat Fruity Pebbles or you know what? Or Rice Chex. You know what I mean? Then I'm eating Rice Chex. Amen. I'm not. My goal isn't to appease you. My goal is to be an example of obedience. Here's what the Bible says. Become an imitator of God. Who is God? Jesus was God. Become an imitator of Jesus. Start to follow him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm smiling. I'm smiling. Here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. Start to evaluate in 2018. Here's the word that, and I'm going to be talking a lot about this in the next coming weeks and months. Here's the word I hear the Holy Spirit saying: purpose. I want to say focus, but it's a lot more than just focusing. You have to become purposeful in your life and not just, you know what, oh, no. Listen, Christian people are purposeful people. Here's what the Bible says. Your life doesn't belong to you anymore. Who's it belong to? belongs to God, amen? And he can direct your path. But listen to me. Here's the good news. Here's why you ought to be quick to obey God. Because he has a GPS. He knows the beginning from the end. Heard a story just this week. Young man, his wife, they're in a good church. They're involved in ministry. They're doing well, you know what? And has a good job. And the Holy Spirit, you know what, speaks to them, you know what, and tells something them to do something that just shocked him. He gets home and his wife says, he says, man, you know what? Tells his wife this. His wife says, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit told me the exact same thing. See, and I'll just get to the end of the story. The end of the story, as they were obedient to do what God asked them to do. They lived in a difficult situation. Lived in a place that was way more impoverished than they were. You know what? but what did they do? They just thanked God for where God had led them. See, if you understand that God is smarter than you and that God is a good God, then you'll be quick to do exactly what he tells you to do. And even if it doesn't seem, everybody say seem. Even if it doesn't seem like it's, you know what, makes you comfortable, if you'll stay faithful, you're going to see some you're going to see the fruit of that. I'm on my way to Albertsons. I'm working at Albertsons. I'm working here. I'm on my way to Albertsons. The Holy Spirit says, you're going to have a third child. I'm like, you know what? Why? Because that wasn't my plan. I mean, God has better plans than you. You know what? There's hardly a day. Megan is working at Jack in the Box. There's hardly a day that I don't take Megan to Jack in the Box and I don't thank God for the blessing that my third child has been. I mean, it's just such a blessing. See, here's what I'm saying. Be quick to obey. Be quick to obey. You know, be quick to say, yeah, absolutely, we're going to do it. Whatever it takes, that's what we're going to do. Because let me tell you about God. God has the best plans for you. He's got the best plans for you. Yeah. Amen. How many still glad they're here? Oh, yeah. Amen. Even if you're in the back row, you're still, even if you say, I'm just asking.